Okay, I'm Danielle McCartan with Joe Skiba. He's the Giants equipment director. He's right now in Philadelphia for the Giants Thursday night football matchup with the Philadelphia Eagles, obviously. Joe, you know, tomorrow night's going to be the unveiling of the Color Rush uniforms, and I was just wondering, what is the inspiration behind the Giants uniform this time around?
Yeah, we kind of, when this whole Color Rush initiative came around, a lot of people are kind of, you know, a lot of people worried about it. You know, you kind of see, sometimes you see these outrageous uniforms in college football, and, you know, you hear about all color, you hear about, you know, all green or all black or all red, and it kind of turns people off, you know. People want to know if this was a gimmick thing and whatnot, but I think this was our opportunity as an organization to kind of give the fans, you know, what they've wanted for a long time.
So the inspiration behind this uniform, I mean, when you look at the helmets, they're the old school, they say Giants, not NY. Could you just talk about how this uniform kind of meets the old uniforms for the Giants?
Yes, it was funny. It was probably about 2 years ago. went to Seattle and play. Probably was two, maybe it was, yeah, it was 2 years ago. And instead of going back with the team, I took a drive with Signers back to Oregon. And one of the meetings was they were showing me all these uniform ideas for Color Rush. And, you know, there was all different colors. There was, you know, there was a red. The first one they showed us was red. And it was funny, it was because when they showed it to me, I said, man, you guys are going to get thrown out of John Mara's window. You know, if he sees that thing, you know, he's not going to go for it. And I always said, I told them, hey, guys, you know, you might want to look back into our history. Uniform. You know, there's a couple of iconic uniforms that we had, but I mean, the one that always comes back to you is the, you know, the 80s uniform. You know, we won Super Bowls in that one. You know, of course, you know, we won two Super Bowls with the Giants on the helmet, and, you know, the blue jersey with the white pants and the white jersey, you know, the all white look. And that's something that the fans, you know, from people who are kids to people who are older generations kind of see that look, and it's an iconic look.
Now, you had said that there was a blue jersey that was put out, and I think 11th hour you guys had switched it. Is that true?
Yeah, so there's a meeting a year and a half ago. Nike came on with the NFL, and it was Nike, the NFL, Jerry Reese, the Maris, Chris, John, Frank, and myself. They were kind of sitting in this boardroom. Kind of go over the story that was told. And Nike gets up and says, hey, you know, we're going to present this uniform to you. And the first thing they show is a red uniform. And I just put my head down, and John's like, all right, meeting's over, you know. we're not going with this. This is not, you know, come on, guys. And it was kind of funny because the second one that they showed to us was this blue uniform. You know, you think about big blue and, you know, the whole, like I said, the big blue wreck crew and whatnot, and it was it looked like the iconic 80s uniform. It kind of, it was a representation of the blue jersey, but it had blue pants and, you know, the blue shoes, and, you know, at the time, John was very much like, hey, this is, you know, we could do it for a game. It was, pardon me, if it was a league initiative, we balled before it. You know, we could suffer through this one game if it was just big blue, you know, big blue jersey, you know, this look. And for me, I mean, you know, I'm kind of one of those people that's like, hey, you know what, it looks cool, you know, but it looks like it's part of what, you know, college uniforms are going to these days, you know, it's kind of the monochrome look, you know, the one color. So we kind of signed off on it. Pretty much we gave Nike and the NFL, you know, the permission, like, hey, you know, we'll go down this route. So a couple months later, the permission form just due in. And I waited a couple of days, and all of a sudden, we were a couple of days past two, and I go upstairs to see John. And John's like, I can't do it. Like, I can't do it. I'm like, why not? They're like, you know, oh my God, this is, you know, we're gonna be the only one of 32 teams not doing it. Like, how's it gonna look? And John's like, I don't care how it looks, you know, I'm not gonna damage what we have as an organization and kind of like this look. Like, you know, you look at our look, it's the Yankees, it's the Montreal Canadiens, the LA Dodgers, you know, it's kind of this iconoclastic look. And he's like, well, how come we can't just go back to the 80s uniform of, you know, how come we just can't wear blue jerseys and white pants? And all of a sudden, right there, I'm starting thinking, and I'm kind of like, you know, going back and forth with John, and kind of like, you know, what if we go all white? You know, that, you know, and kind of maybe when he was thinking about how come we can't go back to these uniforms, you know, he points to this photograph, and it was an all white 80s look. And I'm saying to myself, well, you know, what if we do that? You know? And so John's kind of, you know, John was kind of thinking like, hey, you know, that'd be, you know, that, you know, well, let's see if that goes through. You know, let's see if they would actually go for it. And in the meantime, as things going on, you know, I think it was Chris Barron who said, hey, well, let's put the white face mask on. And then I think Pat Hamlin, senior vice president, you know what I mean, he's the man of communications. He was kind of, Pat was like, hey, what if we kind of went back to the Giants logo? So this was amongst everything. This was kind of a total group effort of all of us to kind of put this iconic uniform back onto the field. This whole type of iconic uniform that's kind of taken a life of its own. It was actually a perfect combination of everyone's input. You know what I mean? It was John, it was the other Marys, it was Pat Halen had an idea, you know, I had an idea, and it was a perfect, I think, combination of all these people coming together to put like an iconic uniform, to give an iconic uniform back to fans. The funny part is about this is that no one ever knows is that, you know, our color rush, though, like if we had a home game this year, we were wearing the white uniform. So this was kind of, it's interesting where, you know, you see all these, you know, all these teams do whiter color, but the white uniform, our current color rush uniform, was going to be our uniform. Like that was our look, no matter if it was a home game or a away game. But I think a lot of it too is I think the biggest pressure when you're going into these meetings and, you know, you're trying to push things through is that you want to get something right. You know, you kind of, you know, you hear all these stories that so-and-so had an idea, hey, let's go all orange, or, you know, let's go all red, and there's nothing to it. You know, and a lot of people don't realize when you're in an organization like, you know, like the New York Giants, and like I said, the New York Yankees, like a uniform is, you know, it's your identity. So it's something that you have to get right, because you own that uniform. You know, you own that look. And to the fan base, it stands for what the fan base represents. It stands for what the organization represents. And like I said, there's a certain like stigma, like this aura about the New York Giants, about these old school teams that you want to get right. That you want to be like, hey, remember that bad uniform we had? No, we don't want to do that. You know, we want to give something back to the fans. And I think, you know, I think we did it. And like I said, going back to the Nike meeting that I had in Seattle, in Portland, Oregon, you know, I was like, how can you guys, like, why don't we just do, like, a modern 80s uniform? Like, there's no better time to do it. You know, there's no better time. I think, you know, I think I need the help is from others in the organization. And I think everybody gave, you know, like I said, it was a perfect mixture of everybody's ideas to kind of create this modernized 80s look and to kind of bring them to the new, you know, the new generation.
I think people have been eating it up because I've been checking around. It's sold out in a couple different places online, so I think it's a hit.
Yeah, it's kind of, I think it's one of those situations where, you know, you don't, like, you know, it's, you know, like, when you do something like this, right, you only expect it to be the best, right? I mean, like you. I mean, you expect to only give the best interview. You expect, you know, to be the best, you know, reporter interviewer you can be. So when you do something like this, you don't want to hear any negativity. You know, you don't want to hear that, hey, you could have done a better job. when you read all these articles about, like, you know, that we're voted the best color rush, it's a great feeling, but it's something that you expected as well.
So
on the flip side of things, though, I think we've kind of fell underneath the, you know, for the equipment staff at the Giants. I mean, it has been such a buildup. You know what I mean? I mean, we wanted to do everything right. You know, you see all the, you know, Coach McAdoo calls last week and goes, "Hey, you know, you guys get down there. You know, you guys all right for next week?" You know, because even the coach sees like how much work is getting put into this thing. So I mean, you're completely changing everything from head to toe. I mean, Nike puts special footwear out there. You know, we're changing all the pants out. You know, the socks are different, the jerseys are different, the helmet, the face mask, and the decals are all different. You know, and you know, there's all little things that the nuance that go into this for one game. It's kind of crazy.
So you're talking a little bit about the negativity. What do you say to the people that say this looks like the Bills jersey?
I kind of laugh. I was kind of, you know, I don't want to say the one thing I really think, but I think those kids are probably 20 years old or younger. You know, they don't understand it. I guess they haven't seen the 1980s. You know, I mean, I don't think they've seen any highlights of, you know, Carl Banks and Lawrence Taylor and O.G. Anderson, Joe Morris, and Phil Simms, or Mark Bavaro. I guess they missed those generations. those were, I mean, come on now. I mean, if you're saying they look like the Bills, I mean, how old are you? You in high school or something? Because people remember these iconic Giant uniforms. You know, you put the Giants on the helmet, and I mean, it is what it is. It's at the end of the day, everybody kind of looks like you. I mean, you know, if there's so many uniform combinations out there, people are going to start to look like each other. I mean, it is. I mean, it's kind of. I mean, there's endless possibilities, but I mean, our uniform. I think when I hear that, I kind of laugh at myself. I mean, you're talking about the New York Giants. I mean, we don't exactly look like anybody else. That's how I feel. I personally didn't think this thing would be this big. I really didn't.
So, talking about the color rush as an entity, you're saying?
Right. Exactly. But I think what happens is that, you know, I think our uniform, I think there's a couple of them in the NFL. I think our uniform, I think, is one of them that kind of didn't fall under color rush. I think this was a perfect opportunity to kind of go underneath the color rush guidelines and give something completely new to the fans. You know, I mean, I think there's other teams that did a great job. I think the Oakland Raiders did a great job.
Yeah.
The New Orleans Saints did a great job.
Yep.
You know, I personally like the Denver Broncos. I think I like what they did with the helmet. So there's certain teams out there that did a great job of saying, hey, this is an opportunity for us to kind of put something cool out there for the fans to kind of add to our legacy. You know, not just switching a color. And I think, you know, some of those teams, like I said, Oakland did a great job, New Orleans, Denver, you know, some teams, you know, personally, I kind of like Seattle. I mean, that's what Seattle's all about.
Yeah.
Seattle's about the flash. And so if you're asking me, I think Seattle did a great job with it. And I just, you know, it's just very interesting how these uniforms now, it's like I said, have taken a life of its own. It's kind of taken an identity of its own.
Thanks to Joe Skiba, the Giants equipment director. He's enlightened us with knowledge that people don't really know about the Giants color rush uniforms for 2016. So I appreciate you taking some time out of your busy schedule down in Philadelphia for me.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
All right. And congrats on one of the best color rush uniforms in the NFL this season. Can't wait to see it on the field tomorrow.
Danielle, you said it was one of the best, or is it the best?
It is the best.